Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Brother Elohim, and I'd like to welcome you to the Legacy of a Nation. Oh, well, I'm saying Legacy of a Nation. Pleased to be on the other show. This is your Elohim radio show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m., okay? We're out of Philadelphia, PA, U.S., so When you go to call in, you can judge what time to call in based on where you are, because some of you are 3-4 hours behind time, some of you are a couple of hours ahead of time, so and that's okay. Well, we always start off the show with our national anthem, and today I'd like to talk just a little bit about the last stanza in the national anthem. It's called, it says, "A loving, free, happy world seems like an impossible dream. When cosmically charged, it's not as hard. Acting out of love is the best way to build spiritual power. Don't start next week. Get up. Now is the hour." So don't put off to next week what you actually have the power within you to do today. I know you've heard that a million times, but we just want to say it again. And also every week, we like to reiterate the fact that you were not created. You are a creator, okay? And love is the act that makes others feel good, all right? Now, we do have a question about that. The question I got in was, what makes you feel good? Oh, now the things that take you. Now, this is a very interesting question, so we're going to talk about that just for a minute, okay? The things that take you towards your end game should be what makes you feel good. If your acts are not servicing others, they're a distraction. What is your end game? That is something that you have to ask yourself as you travel down the road to wherever it is that you're going. What is your end game? You should have one thing on your mind other than servicing others. Focus. Be successful because you can. Success is within the grasp of everybody on the planet. But you have to focus your energy. Why? Because you are an energy being. Yes, we're an energy being vibrating at a frequency of 72 megahertz, okay? That's who we are. And success is within your grasp. You can be successful, okay? Now, the next part that comes out is that I'm cosmic energy and I flow free. Now, what does that mean? That's what we're talking about. As a cosmic person, you're actually an energy being. Some energy beings have more melanin than others. We'll talk about that probably on another show. But as energy beings, you're connected to all of it, everything. There's nothing that you're not connected to, okay? Now, the topic for today, all right, we're going to get into the topic. Oh, we're going to get right into the topic because that's a big topic, and that's something that we really need to talk about. We talk about it's not about the money, but the spirit of Jesus. Now, the question is, what is the spirit of Jesus? Now, those of you who are calling in, if you want to talk or give your opinion about what you think the spirit of Jesus is, you can just hit the one button on your phone, and that will let me know that you have a comment or something to say, okay? I think when you call in, the operator tells you the same thing, okay? Now, what is the spirit of Jesus? Now, see, it's hard to understand what spirit is unless you understand who you are. Now, who are you? Are you this big 100-something-pound lump of flesh running around trying to figure out what's going on? Do we have extraterrestrial people out there? Or how come my life is a mess? What's going on with me? Is that the extent of who you are? Well, it depends on the thought process that you were set up with, okay? Now, you can check every religion on the planet, all right? All of the religious groups have one thing in common. You were created. Now, I'm going to talk about this every week because this is a hard thing to get over because we was raised from childhood thinking that somebody created me, okay? Somebody made me. And that somebody I'm never going to be equal to, and that somebody is greater than me, okay? But you are one with that which brought you into existence. I think one person put it very good. I and my Father are one. Okay? And some groups, they say, we deal with the all. Some groups say, you're one with Allah. They give you this information all the time, but they don't want to give it to you in a way to interrupt the underlying thought process, which puts you under their control. This is all about mind control, okay? You are actually the universe in an expansion mode. So that means that there's nothing greater anywhere on the planet or anywhere else than what you see in your mirror. The greatest thing on the planet is what you see in the mirror. You can't access your power because somebody told you that you have to pray someplace else to get the power. But the power is yours, always have been yours. Now, the 1%, okay, they know this. They know who they are, and they know who you are. And they make sure that things are going on so that you never, ever realize who you are. Because once you realize who you are, then you will come into your power base. And there's nothing that you put in your mind that you cannot do. They're afraid of that because that puts you in competition with them. Now think about it. When on black people, I'm speaking of myself as well, because I consider myself, well, I'm a melanated person, but I'm an energy being with high melanin content, okay? I'll put it like that. When they had us as slaves, okay, our ancestors was as slaves, they knew who they were. They had you call them master. Why would they have you call them master if they knew that they were something greater than them? You follow what I'm saying? They call themselves Lord so-and-so. I am Lord so-and-so of the Crispus Skin Attic or whatever they call themselves. The Crispus Attic, but his name just popped into my head. It's a strong brother. But of the Abbey, I'm Lord of so-and-so of London. They got stuff out here, Lords of London. They know who they are. But they don't want you to figure it out, so they keep all this distractive stuff coming at you so that you'll never know that they don't have power over you except the power that you give them. Think about it. 1% controlling 99% of the people. Where is the real power at? They don't really have the power. You know, the power is with the 99%. So in order to keep themselves in the proper position that they want to stay in, they have to make sure that the 99% never come together and focus on a single reality. Think about that. Imagine if the five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, stop coming after each other, stop fighting one another, and work together for a common goal, freedom, justice, and equality on the planet. What is nothing in 90, that 1% will not be able to control the planet. Guns don't shoot themselves. Somebody got to pull the trigger. And if nobody's pulling the trigger at each other, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? It's not enough. 1% is not enough to handle the 99%. If they're focused, old saying, divide and conquer, here it is. How do they get us like this? They get us as children. That's why it's so important about your school, what you're teaching your children, and homeschooling your children. If you take a wolf from his parents as a cub, if you raise that wolf yourself, when the parents come around, that wolf will attack them to protect you. But if the parents raise the wolf, okay, when you come around, that cub will attack you and protect his parents. So you're not protecting each other because you was raised to protect the 1%. Okay? And it's all coming through your color schemes. When you're a child, it's just color schemes and cartoons. Watch the cartoons carefully. The cartoons and the color schemes, this is how they're getting the children. Okay? Black is evil, sullen, gloomy, dismal. White is good, angel. Even if you lie, if it's a white lie, it's okay. They're telling you lying is okay. it was a white lie. See, this is the subliminal seduction that they have going on, and it's been going on for quite a while, okay? Now, Constantine figured this out. He took all the black gods down and put up white gods. He said, well, if my children are going to worship something, that'll be something that look like me. Well, that makes perfect sense. And if you're going to worship something that look like you. But the key to the whole thing is not to worship anything at all. Because you don't need to worship anything because there's nothing greater than you. Now, we have a thought process. How we think about things will actually determine what kind of conclusions we come to. If all your life you feel as though you're not equal to and less than, when you make up conclusions, when you start thinking about what you're going to do and what you're going to be, right, you're always leaning towards or trying to find someone else to determine your own reality. But you can make your own reality yourself, okay? So I'm just giving you the first stages of dealing with mind control. That's the first step. It's so hard. That's why I say it every week. Every week I'm going to say this, but as long as I'm on the air, you were not created. You are a creator. Once you understand that you are a creator, when you need something, what are you going to do? You're going to get up and you're going to create it. You're not going to be calling nobody, look, I need you to do this and do that. No, you get up and you create what you want. Your reality is yours to create if you understand that you are a creator. That brings us in. Now, why am I saying all this based on the topic that we're talking about? We're talking about incorporeal energy, all right? Now, most of us might not be familiar with the term. But incorporeal energy is energy that's so subtle and it doesn't vibrate. Wait a minute. I think I got energy that don't vibrate. This is why in our limited state of consciousness, we can't detect incorporeal energy. We can feel it sometimes because our senses are tuned in to the incorporeal energy because no matter can be solid without incorporeal energy mixed with it. Now, I'm going to say that again because this you've never heard, okay? No solid matter can exist as a solid matter without incorporeal energy fused with it. We can't detect it because the incorporeal energy is spirit energy, or what they're calling divine energy. It's called by different names. But they can't detect it because it's more subtle than dark matter. They can detect dark matter, but dark matter is so subtle they can't actually do anything with it. But dark matter permeates the entire universe, all right? So we're talking about what is the spirit of Jesus, okay? The spirit of Jesus is that incorporeal energy that's actually who you are. Now, maybe one show I'll talk about how the incorporeal energy got into this dimension and how we set all this up. I don't go there just yet. But the history and evolution that they've given us, that's just nonsense. That's just one big lie. There was no evolution, okay? When we got out here, just the way we was right now. And, you know, we didn't evolve from no apes and monkeys and that kind of crazy crap. I mean, but see, with the thought process that they're giving you, they can feed you anything because you can't think beyond the training. You can't think beyond what they're giving you and what they're telling you, okay? Now, we have a few people just calling in, but, like, what I like to say right now is that if you have a comment or you want to say something, just hit one on your phone, and you'll be able to. Well, that lets me know that you want to say something, and we'll be able to communicate back and forth. Okay. So right now, the topic for today is what is the spirit of Jesus? Okay. Now, why would we say it's not about the money? Well, money is a tool to barter with. That's what it is. You can barter with anything. So everything that you use to exchange goods and services is actually money. You know, we go through this thing with a lot of different groups about the money. Paper ain't nothing, but we know all that, okay? If you get hungry and you got a pocket full of paper and you're in the desert someplace, it ain't going to help you at all. But if you got food, you're okay, okay? So food is more important than money in certain circumstances, all right? Can't eat money. You can't take it with you, all right? So it's not the most important thing. But it was the right spiritual mindset. You can get all the money you want. You can have whatever you want, all the riches you want, whatever you want. They have a saying, what you think about, you bring about. Well, that's reap what you sow. That's the universal law. Now, I have different concepts about the, what universal law is. You know, sometimes I'll check in, and we'll talk about that at another time. But reap what you sow. We have been given that for a long time, but we never understood what it meant because they don't want you to wake up. Right now you're asleep. Most of us are asleep. We're in a trance. Time is going by so fast. We said, man, I remember when I was just 18. Here I am 40 years old. And it seemed like it was yesterday. It seemed like it just, where did the time go? What was I doing all this time? See what I'm saying? Time doesn't exist. You know, the scientists talk about space-time this and time that. Well, time is the unit to measure motion. Naturally, when you're moving off the planet, your motion is calculated a little different than when you're moving on the planet because you have gravity and things of that nature to sort of hold you back and slow you down and keep you from moving at a certain rate of speed. Well, it's friction, you know, in other words. You have to go through atmosphere and all that. But once you're in space, your motion is different. So that's why they say space-time. But time is just a unit to measure motion, like a ruler. You take a ruler, you can measure all kinds of stuff with a ruler, but the ruler is just a ruler. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what's going on with time, all right? so right now, I like to take the time right now to switch up a little bit and give a shout-out to some of the people that have been helping us and that has been helping me. And I think that some of the things that they're doing is worth us checking out, you know. That's why I give you certain numbers to check out because I believe that by dealing with these certain, you know, certain things that I get something from them every time that I listen to it. And I think you might get something too. Now, we want to talk about the Legacy of a Nation show. That comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-677-1533. And that's for Brother Mac. He runs that show. And then you have Radio Omar that comes on every morning at 6 a.m. And then we have that call-in number is the same, 347-677-1533. Comes on Wednesday evening at 8:30 as well, okay? And it's a straight talk, and I think you might enjoy the show. And then you have the Will I Am show that comes on every Sunday right after my show. You know, he talks about law, brother, soul, knowledge, actually knowledge about everything. So if you have a question about anything, you really can ask him, okay? That number is, now it's a conference call. So it's 218-632-0460. And the PIN number is 726-476-87. And you push pound. And when you call in, they'll instruct you on how to actually get on the radio, how to actually get into the conference with Brother Will I Am, okay? Now, he introduced me to a book pretty good. It's by Horace Butler called When Rocks Cry Out. So I had to give that a shout-out so people can go out and get the book. Or you can go on YouTube and catch up with type in When Rocks Cry Out on YouTube. And I'll take you to some of the video things that he's got out there, okay? And also, we're talking about Nikki Love. She comes on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Now, she's a spiritual reader. I think she's pretty good, you know? Plus, she talks about a lot of other stuff, too. She's a real down-to-earth sister, so you might want to give her a call on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. The number is 347-215-8040, right? And naturally, this is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, in the USA, because we're attracting people from other countries, and that's why I say Philadelphia, PA, so they can judge what time to call in based on where we at and where they are, okay? Now, that number to call in is 646-564-9888, okay? And we're here every Sunday, and we'll be here every Sunday, come rain or shine, so, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178, 53rd and Gerard. You know, we need nurses, so we talk about that all the time because you go into the hospitals. We don't have hospitals. We don't have nothing. So with the Black Cross Nurses and what they're starting, I think that's a pretty good idea. It's headed by Basima Muhammad. The number is 215-796-0366. And you can also always stop me by putting your hand up. And if you want, if you don't have time to write the number down, and I'll give you the number to whatever you, to whatever group that you want to hook up with or you want to listen to, okay? And I have a CD on the market. It's called Jesus is Coming. And the link to that CD is CDBaby/CD/ElohimChrist2. That's the number 2. And I want you to go and check it out and, you know, and let me know what you think about it. And the reason I say Jesus is coming, there's a lot of talk about where Jesus is coming from, but I think he's going to come the same place he came from before, from out of the woman, from out of the goddess's womb, okay? And so you sisters out there dropping them babies, you need to be mindful of what you're doing, because if we're going to get out of this mess, more than likely it's going to come from one of these children. So we need these children. We need them kind of bad, okay? And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries. That's a brother out of Jersey. He makes flags, clothes, and little buttons and paraphernalia and stuff that you might need, and he's pretty doggone good at it, okay? He also has classes on sewing, too, if you're interested in sewing. I know a lot of brothers are hanging trying to sew, but, hey, sometimes you need to hem a pair of pants, you know? It ain't going to hurt to know how to do it, all right? And his number is 609-638-5828, okay? That will be RBG Industries, Brother Siddiqui. So those are my shout-outs for today. And so let's get back into what we're doing right now. Like, just thank everybody that is calling in, and I appreciate it. Now, when you call in, you don't have to chime in if you don't want to. It's okay, all right? The fact that you're here, the fact that you're listening, that's good. The fact that you're supporting me, I appreciate that, you know, because sometimes I don't want to be here by myself. So when I see your numbers coming up, and I know that I'm not here by myself, that I do have somebody that cares about what's going on and a little bit about what I'm saying, okay? Now, on the last part of the standards, I'm cosmic energy and I feel free, okay? Now, we just went through what cosmic energy is and who we are. Now, who we are, okay, boy, we get a lot of that. I'm African, I'm Hebrew, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Baptist. We go through so many things as to who we are. But in reality, you're energy beings, okay? You are an extension of everything that's out there. You are actually the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. You're not synonymous to this little speck of dirt that they call an earth or no continent on it, okay? You can claim to be from whatever continent you come from, but we've done so much as a people that is unbelievable. You know, because we used to have a global network, and that's what they're trying to set up again, a global network. But we had a global network set up a couple thousand years ago. Well, actually, it's further back than that. It was about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, we were dealing with a global network, okay? And they're trying to reintroduce that network now. But it's the way they're doing it from a point of evil. Evil is when somebody forced their will on you. And right now, the 1% are forcing their will on a lot of people, or that's evil. So if they set it up like that again, it's going to happen. The same thing that happened to it before, it's going to fall apart. This system is on, it's dying now. It's on its way out. And, oh, boy, when Obama's leaving soon, and they've been talking about Obama. But when that brother get out of office, all hell is going to break loose. They're going to try to blame him for everything, but they just waiting to do stuff that he won't allow them to do as president, because they got to go through him and he vetoed this stuff, you know. So but wait till he get out of office. It's going to get really, really bad out here, okay? It's starting to happen right now for those of you who are in the upper middle class. You can feel the changes coming down, you know, and those of you who are actually on the bottom, the ones that are the what they call the working class, that are really, really don't have that much money. especially the brothers and sisters out there sleeping on the street. It's going to get worse. It's going to be really bad out there, okay? So you have to understand, this is why I'm on the radio. Now, I'm here out of love, period, okay? Because we need to wake up from the trance that we're in, and the trance begins. That's why I keep saying this over and over, because this is going to be a hard one for most of us to get over. The trance begins with you thinking that you were created. That's how it begins. That's the key to the whole thing. Once we realize that we weren't created, that we are actually creators, that our entire thought process changes, okay? And once that thought process changes, it changes your whole life. You can begin to do and accomplish things that you never thought even possible, because your mind will begin to open up. The energy that you're flowing through actually does more to activate the pineal gland than what you're eating. I know that's something new that you haven't heard, but this is what the meditation is all about, because you're dealing with energy. And energy will actually activate activate your pineal gland more and more and more. Why is it so important for you to worry about activating your pineal gland? Because it's a governor, right, that allows you to access more of the oracle, which is a dimension between the mind and the brain. The pineal gland has an important part in there to play with all that, you know. And as your brain, synaptic nerves grow in the brain, the mind can actually send more information through the oracle to your synaptic nerves. But see, now, if your pineal gland is wide open, your pineal gland will act as those synaptic nerves act to your brain, and you'll be able to get more information about everything, okay? A lot of times you'll have to go to the book. You'll be getting information direct from source, because there's a communication network going on right now between you and the cosmos, but we can't hear it. We're not listening, okay? And we need to get back into the type of thought process that will bring us into that type of reality. That's what's going on. We're black. I'm white. I'm green. He's pink. I'm from Panama. I'm from Jersey. I'm Cuban. Oh, my goodness. How are we going to ever deal with the 1% when he got us split up into 99 different groups? So which means that his 1% group is more powerful than the 99 groups, because that's how many groups we split up in. That's why he's so powerful, because we're not working together. He got us on a point where we're constantly fighting one another. If you go back, really check your history, all five tribes went through the slave trade. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. They were all slaves at one time or another. You understand what I'm saying? So we as black people, we put a lot of emphasis on how we were treated as black people, which is good. We need to know what happened to us so we can tell our children, yo, don't go over there, man, because if you go over there, they're going to suck you up and turn you into a slave. Okay, we got to pass the message down. But if you check the history, the 1%, they don't care what color you is, man. They need a slave, they'll get a slave, whether you're white, green, pink, orange, or whatever, because their system, based on their thought process, functions off the slaves. That's why they keep the class system going. Middle class, upper middle class, lower class. You know, you have working poor. People that's barely making enough to survive off of. Well, that's part of, now listen carefully, that's part of how the slavery system works. When you were a slave and they said, well, we're going to give these people freedom, all right, because it was costing too much to contain you, because you were fighting. There was all kinds of rebellions going on. We'll talk about that on one show, you know. Or maybe you can look up the actual rebellions that took place during the slave trade. And all over the planet, the people were rebelling against the slave trade. You know, that's why they had to covertly end the slave trade. I mean, well, overtly they ended it, but covertly it's still going on. Here now, I have a slave. Now, my slave, I have to pay for his food, clothing, shelter, and security. all this is coming out of my budget. So I said, wait a minute. If I let this person free, they ain't got nowhere to go. They ain't got no food to eat. They don't have nothing. If I let them free and tell them that if they work for me, I'll pay them so that they can have something, they'll go for that. Now, what do I pay them? Whatever it costs me for to food, to feed, clothe, shelter, and secure them, that's what I give them at an hourly wage. Okay? So what have I done? It costed me the same amount of money, but the slave is grateful. The slave is appreciative because I'm giving her money now. Now the slave can figure out how to buy stuff and how to do things. But all I'm giving the slave is just enough to feed, clothe, secure, and shelter themselves. Once they do that, that's why they say we're living from paycheck to paycheck. That's by design. They only give you enough for paycheck to paycheck because you are a slave. The slave went from physical to economic. You are an economic slave. That's what you are. You know, we talked about economics last week. Okay. Even as a slave, under the economic structure, you can still come out of the situation by putting yourself on a 50% budget. Now, what I'm giving you is keys to make you prosper, not your group, whatever group you're with or whoever you function with. I'm not thinking about making them prosper. They're getting plenty of money. Most of the people still sleeping on the doggone street. So your groups are getting paid. So what I'm trying to do now is give you information to make you prosper. Now, if you get on a 50% budget and take all the money and give it to your group, you're not going to prosper. Once you get on a 50% budget, that money is for you, okay, for you to invest and do things with the money. They tell you to save 10%. But as soon as something happens, that 10% gone, man. 10% of your income don't last. You save 10% for a couple of years. As soon as something happens, that 10% is out the window, and you got to start over again. But 50%, that's where you need to be at. Now, all the keys I'll be giving you on this show as we talk will be for you personally to succeed. That's what I'm dealing with. You personally, I don't care about your groups. Okay, your groups are going to be fine because everybody's giving them a few dollars here, a few dollars there. So your groups are going to be doing pretty good. Don't care about your group. We're caring about you individually. That's the key. This is what we're talking about, and that's what this is all about, okay? The people that are calling in, I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you calling in. We went through a whole myriad, but some of you just chimed in. But the keys that we're giving on this show is to make you personally, I keep saying this because they got us so screwed up, so we don't personally think that we should be doing great, that we should have the big house we want or the big car we want. We don't personally think that we should drive a Rolls Royce. You should personally be driving whatever you want because back to what I'm saying. You are a creator. And a mindset of that created being, you follow what I'm saying, will slide you into the thought process of the survival of the fittest. That's a destructive thought process. Okay? Now, once you get into the thought process that you are a creator, that you weren't created, that makes you what? That makes you God. Okay, what is God? God is conscious energy form, then flesh. Isn't that what you are? We're talking about the spirit of Jesus. That's conscious energy. Some call it the Christ consciousness. Some call it the divine consciousness. But that consciousness, okay, that's where your power is coming from. That's who you are, man, you know? So we have to really, really change our thought process so that me and you personally can go out and get paid. If you ain't got no money, you can't take care of your children and stuff, okay? Money's not the answer. The spirit is the answer. With the right spirit, you can accomplish whatever you want. You can get whatever you want. You can't focus on the money. You have to focus on what's bringing the money. But when you get up in the morning, you got the energy to flow and do what you have to do, because that spirit is powerful. That spirit is boundless. Okay? Now, how, it brings us to the next question, how do we get into accessing the spirit like we're supposed to? Well, number one is your thought process, because what you think about, you bring about. I like that saying, so I use it. When I go into the holy books, that's what I do. I go in, I get at what I want to make me a success, and I keep moving, okay? I don't argue with people about the books, because wherever a person is, that's where they're supposed to be. It's not your job to change anybody. The only person's job it is for you to change is you. You change you, your life will change, and the people seeing your life change, they will say, hey, guys, on to something. Let me try that, you know? But change you. That's the most important. That's the key to this whole thing. Change you, and this is what we're talking about. Now, how do you get into this spirit? Whew, we had to go back to Egyptology. Okay? Oh, man, back to Egypt again. Yes, back to Egypt again. We're talking about the teachings of Ma'at. Ma'at is not a religion. They're keys to understanding the mystery teachings of the Egyptians. That's what Ma'at is. When they talk about purifying the heart, why don't we keep talking about purifying the heart? Because the heart has a neural network in it that communicates with the brain. You understand what I'm saying? So when you start purifying your heart, it opens up more communication between you and your brain, and the heart gives off hormones. Your heart gives off hormones to make you feel a certain way. You can see something that triggers something in your heart, and a hormone come out, and you feel sad. Oh man! And then you can trigger something that touches your heart, and a hormone come out, make you feel great. Oh man, you're jumping for joy. You know what I'm saying? So the child don't have those negative acts that was committed on it in its heart. So the child neural network is functioning pretty good. And the hormones that's coming off is functioning very well. That innocence, okay, allows you to get into the Christ consciousness. We must be born again. That means you have to give up all of this stuff that you have on your heart that's giving off those hormones that gives you what we call a negative response, okay? This is how you get into it. And those hormones go into your brain, connects to your pineal gland, right, which connects to the oracle, which connects to your mind, which goes to your kundalini energy, all right? We'll talk about kundalini energy one day if y'all request it. You know, we'll talk about kundalini energy. There's so much that's a part of you. There's so much that you're connected to. Once again, if you have a comment, you can hit one, and I'll get your comment, and I'll know that you have a comment or you want to say something, okay? And we'll get into all that, and we'll get into whatever you want to say. If you just want to give a shout-out, if you just want to say something, that's fine, too. And all of you who are calling in, I want to thank you very much. The board is lighting up pretty good. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. And well, we got about 15 more minutes left here, okay? So we're going to keep moving. Now, we just talked about purifying the heart, right? Now, the reason why I like the Bible, most people don't know how to read the Bible, okay? We're reading the Bible. The stories are there for a reason, but there's codes in the stories. And if you understand how to read the Bible, all right, you'll be able to learn more about what to do for yourself, because that's what it's all about, what to do for you. You know, you feel me? Now, Peter, they were under the bridge, and I think they just left for Lazarus' house or something. They were walking, they were under the bridge. And Peter asked Jesus, he says, when will the kingdom of heaven come? And Jesus told him, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Now, if you got the right thought process, you're going to break that down. See what I'm saying? I wasn't created. I'm carrying power. So if the kingdom of heaven was in me, don't they tell you that God lives in heaven? telling you indirectly that you're God, that you have the power to do everything. And then another example in that same little parable there, where when I woke up that morning, Peter's coat was gone. He run around worried about his doggone coat. And Jesus told him, hey, man, be not so worried about your coat. He said, look at the lilies of the field. Even Solomon wasn't arrayed like these lilies of the field. If God gives you, if God does so much for them, what more will he not do for you? You follow what I'm saying? If there's a plan for the flowers to be taken care of, the birds to be taken care of, the animals to be taken care of, if there's a plan for everything to be taken care of on the planet, you being the highest form of life here, wouldn't there be a plan for you as well? Think about it. You see what I'm saying? There is a plan for you, but you have to have the right thought process to get it. That's what's going on. So I want to make sure that your thought process is not functioning the way it should be functioning so that you can come into the realization and create what you need. There is a plan for you. But now, let's talk about the mind of God. Let's think about the mind of God. And let's go back to that again. I know I said it already, but let's go back to that again. Once you know you're God, and once you know that you're conscious energy form of the flesh, and you know that you're connected to everything in the universe, all the cosmos is connected to you. Once you understand that, right, then that makes you responsible for everything. You're responsible for every human being, every animal, every plant, every insect. You're responsible for everything. So once you get in the mindset that you're responsible for everything, when you see 35,000 babies a day dying from hunger, you got to start coming up with a plan. Change that, okay? You can't say, well, they're going to do it. No. You're God. It's your responsibility to come up with a plan to make that happen. You'll come up with a plan. I'm coming up with a plan. The guy across the street coming up with a plan. The guy around the corner come up with a plan because we're coming into the same reality. Something's wrong with this. And the key to fixing it is in me. If I stop for a minute and start working on it. Now, when we come into each other and start sharing the plans, come up with something pretty good to stop this madness. But as long as I'm fighting you, you're arguing with me, I'm worrying about the Eagles and over the Giants, I'm worried about what Tiger Woods is doing, hit his little ball into the hole, and, you know, something's wrong with this thought process. They have given you a thought process that will keep you distracted from the reality of who you really are. And that's what's going on. Now, I'm not a minister. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a guru, okay? I'm just here to give you a message of love. This is what love is all about. And until you begin to purify your heart, all right, the neural network that's in there would not be able to function with the brain properly, and then the brain won't be able to deal with the pineal gland properly, then the pineal gland won't be able to deal with the oracle, then the oracle won't be able to deal with your mind. It has a domino effect. Now, the 1% know this. Those of you who get information from the 1%, you know that they know what's going on, and they know how to do all this stuff. This is why they have trillions of dollars, and you can barely pay your rent. Something's wrong with that picture. You are a creator. You can create, okay? You can create whatever you want for yourself, all right? Now, who is yourself? Yourself is 6 billion people. I know it sounds a little weird. Man. Talking about me helping out all these doggone fools out here who will cut my head off, who will allow you, you know, to take a loss, who look at you as a sucker every time they see you. And I'm saying, you say, oh, man, I'm going to help these doggone people. But if you come up with a big enough plan, you have all of you, think about it. Now, all of you that's on the air right now listening, think about this. You have children, you have families, you have cousins, you have aunts, you have uncle, you have a whole diaspora out there, okay? But are you worried about us feeding you? What about the rest of 300 or 400 people that's connected to you? You see your cousin on funerals and birthdays or weddings. Sometimes they only come to your birthday. Funerals and weddings. Why? Because there's no plan for nothing. You're not planning to do nothing. You're not planning to overcome anything. You're planning to eat tomorrow. That's what you're planning, okay? So you've been eating every day. Some of you are nice and fat, you know? Some of you are fat and jolly, laughing and having a good time, you know? And the world is going to hell in a handbasket, okay? Because you have the mindset to actually set up and change the reality of the whole world. Everybody has you looking for the Savior. Now, I know who the Savior is. I talk to the Savior every day. And I see the Savior every day. You know, you say, this guy's out of his mind. Listen, that Savior, when you go upstairs, bathroom, you look in the mirror, you're looking at the Savior. Because it's up to you to save you, man. You can't be dependent on nobody else to save you. It's up to you to save you. Once you save you, then you can save somebody else. When I look at myself in the mirror, I'm saying that I got to come up with something here to change this reality. Because I know it's mine to change. I don't know how long it's going to take me. It might take me 10, 15, 20 years. Who knows? But my motion, we're talking about the end game. And I ask you, what is your end game? Okay. The motion, my motion takes me towards my end game, no matter how long it takes. And if I fall short, if I leave here before I get to my end game, my children will take over because everything is written up and laid out for them. Because I know the end game, my end game is everybody's end game. And my end game will help all my children, my cousins, my aunts, my uncle, my entire diaspora. My end game will help all of that. So unless I'm working on my end game, if I'm not trying to help somebody, okay, or service somebody, I'm being distracted from where I got to go. And I got to go there. You follow what I'm saying? Boy, we're almost out of time. Once again, I want to thank so much of you for calling in. Now, like I said, you don't have to chime in unless you want to. Okay? If you have something to say, just click in and go ahead and say it. Now, I'm going to run down the I'm going to do the shout-outs once again. So we had a lot of people that checked in after I did the shout-outs before. So I'm going to do them one more time, okay? We have The Legacy of a Nation. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. That's Brother Mac. That number is 347-677-1533. We have Radio Omar every morning at 6 a.m. And he also comes on at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That number is same number, 347-677-1533. We have the Will I Am Show, comes on right after mine. That number is 218-632-0460. And his PIN number is 726-476-87. You press pound, but the operator will tell you to press pound if you forget. We have the Nikki Love Show that comes on every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Her number is 347-215-8040. Okay? And we have the Elohim Radio Show. That's what you're listening to right now. That's on. We're on every Sunday at 3 p.m., and that number is 646-564-9888, okay? And we have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178. That's out of Philadelphia. That's on 53rd and Girard, okay? Now, we know we need Black Cross Nurses. Now, the head of the Black Cross Nurses is Basima Muhammad. That number is 215-796-0366. Now, my CD is on the market. My book will be out. My book will be on the market soon. Jesus is Coming CD. That's CD Baby, /CD. /Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And you can go and check out my CD. You can order one song or the whole album if you want. It's up to you, okay? Now, why are we saying Jesus is coming? Because there's so much talk about how Jesus is coming and the way Jesus is coming. Well, I think Jesus is going to come the same way he came before, through one of the goddess's wombs, okay? So you need to check in. And so female sisters, stop dropping these babies because it's going to be one of these children that's going to get us out of this mess. All right. So hang on to your children. We need these babies. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. I'd love to make the flags and the clothes and everything else. I could order some clothes for him to make for me. His number is 609-638-5828. Okay. We got about 5 more minutes left. So what I'm going to do with this last 5 minutes, okay, we're going to go over just a couple more questions that comes in. Now, some of these questions are coming from you. You call me, you say, what about this, what about that? So I'll put them on the thing and we'll go over them, you know. And this question is, one thing I want to say, though, you need to learn how to read the Bible to make you a better person. The Bible has a lot of keys in there. I went over one key today when we talked about the kingdom of heaven, you know, and Jesus told him that the kingdom of heaven is within you, all right? Now, the thought process that you need to activate that information, okay, is inside you too, all right? You are a creator, and that information is designed for a creator. See, some information is not designed for a person that's been created, and that information is in the Bible too. See, so some information is designed for a creator, all right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's a plan out there for you to make you stronger, better, more powerful than what you are right now, okay? So when you read the Bible, there's two ways, two thought processes to go into the Bible. One as a created being and one as a being that creates. One as a creator and one as a being that's been created, okay? Now anyone who wants to, now I'm just talking about this for a second because they talk about leadership. So we're going to talk about leadership just for a minute. I only got a couple minutes left. Anybody who wants to lead you, the mindset of a slave master. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm a leader, man. I'm going to say that again. Anyone who wants to lead you has the mindset of a slave master. Okay? The greatest person that you're going to ever find to lead you is yourself. Nobody's going to care more about you than you. Well, you got some people that don't care about themselves at all, so I ain't going to go into that. So I'm going to have to think about that statement. Man, there are some people that care about you more than care about yourself. Especially if you're trying to get out of here, trying to kill yourself and all that, you don't care about yourself at all. But as a leader, okay, you have to upgrade your feelings about yourself. You have to upgrade about how you care about you, okay, and lead yourself to where you're trying to go. But you have to have an end game. Without an end game, no telling what you're going to wind up or what you're going to do. And what I mean by end game, by the time you get 80, okay, your end game should be coming to its completion. All right? And if the end game's not coming to its completion, let's say you didn't have end game before and you're working on a job, want to retire in 20 years and get your little pension and go off in Florida as a retired created being, you know, okay, then that's fine. Then you don't have an end game. But that is your end game. And that's not hard to do. Well, I only got about 90 seconds here. The operator told me I got 90 seconds. So the best person that you have to lead you is to lead yourself. Anybody that wants to lead you is a slave master. And when you look at all these groups out here, the churches and the mosques and the synagogues and the black groups and the white groups and the green groups and all these common groups, the leaders are doing well. Some of them got $7 million houses out there. And you're still sleeping on the street. You're still having trouble with yourself. There's something wrong with this picture. I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this over and over and over until it sinks in. You were not created. You are a creator. And just remember, love is and always will be the answer. And once again, I want to thank everybody that called in. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Maybe next week you might think about what we're doing and have a comment or any one of the shows that we talked about. You want to make a comment, just hit one, and I'll know that you have a comment to make. But you don't have to make a comment. You can just sit and listen. That's fine, too, you know. My mother used to say, as long as you're talking, you ain't learning nothing. You know what I mean? So that's it. I got about 5 seconds here. Love is the act. That make others feel good. And love is and always will be the answer. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Peace.